The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The Work Placement Experience Programme is part of the government's Pathways to Work initiative, which aims to see 2.5 million people employed by 2024. The idea is to recognise that it's hard to get a job with no experience on your CV. So the scheme is to place you in employment and pay you for your trouble so you get that experience on your CV. Not everyone is happy, including Paul Murphy, People Before Profit Solidarity TD. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
So, what's not to like about this?
This is JobBridge 2.0. So people might remember the JobBridge scheme, which was introduced in 2011, which was effectively a free labour scheme, which became very widely discredited. I was involved in a campaign called ScamBridge, and kind of every week we would expose the latest exploitation of the scheme. And eventually it was scrapped in 2016. And this scheme is just JobBridge all over again. They've tweaked it slightly, but the essentials are the same, that employers can get workers for free. The employers pay nothing, despite the fact that that was a core recommendation of the government's own commissioned independent report after the last scheme. They said that's one of the changes that should be made. And that means that this scheme will operate to exploit the people who are unemployed, will displace actual job creation, because employers can simply say, oh, we'll get someone for free rather than creating a job, and will depress wages across the labour market, because again, rather than paying someone more to do a bit more work, they again can say, oh, I'll just go and get some free labour.
You know, the quality of people who are going to apply for this scheme are, in theory, people who found it very, very difficult to get a start anywhere because they've no experience. So they'll be paid what, €306 a week for 30 hours, which, you know, is not bad to get something on your CV. So if you look at it from their point of view, rather than the employer's point of view, this might be a good idea.
I don't think so. So these are people who are unemployed. The standard unemployment rate is €203. So people are getting an extra €103 a week for working 30 hours. That works out at €343 an hour. The majority of participants in the last JobBridge scheme were not satisfied, would not recommend it to a friend. 58% said, for example, they were not treated properly. So the very strong likelihood is that the same sort of exploitation is going to exist in this scheme. And
okay, so then I was looking at your calculation. I was wondering, how does €306 for 30 hours work out at €343? And now I see what you're saying is that you can stay in bed and get €200+. So if you get up and go to work, you only get an extra €103, and that's how it works out that way. But many people are scandalized at the notion of just paying people to stay in bed anyway.
But the point is, you're not being employed. You don't have a contract of employment with your employer, and your employer is paying you nothing. The state is paying the full amount. And so it didn't take long. It wasn't a week after this new JobBridge 2 scheme had been announced that the same old usual suspects of jobs began appearing on the Jobs Ireland website. So ads for deli assistance, where you'd be trained, supposedly, in reality, work for free for 6 months. Car wash assistance. If you go onto the Jobs Ireland website today and click for the only these sort of ads, the WPEP ads, you'll see an office assistant, a number of early years support assistants, kitchen assistant, commie chef, groom, stable hand, stud and racing yard assistant, general operative, warehouse operative. These are jobs. And if this scheme didn't exist, quite likely, actually, someone would be employed. So rather than the scheme assisting
but
in the unemployment crisis.
You know, maybe these people say we could do with another couple of pairs of hands. You talk about, you know, early years and so on, and they can't afford to add those couple of pairs of hands. But they say, well, okay, if we can get some of these people who we can train up. Now, I'm saying if they've good intentions, not if they're malign, we can train them up and then they can go off and get jobs in the sector. And we've had the benefit of their, you know, initial training and then assistance for 6 months, after which they have to leave us. Or else, if we think they're really great, we employ them. And, you know, if they're worth their keeping on. But that's the theory.
Yeah, but I don't think that takes into account the kind of knock-on impact of this within a sector. So, for example, with the last scheme, there was one, I won't name them, but there was one nationwide garage chain which at one point in time, at the same time, advertised for 28 assistants in their different garages, which would have worked out as a saving of them of, I think it was over €500,000 they would save in wages for that year. And if they got away with it as they did, well, then that creates a pressure on the other national garages to say, well, we can't afford to be paying these sorts of wages. We have to compete with our competitor, and therefore we're also going to do it. So you can have a knock-on effect across different industries whereby employers feel pressure rather than to create jobs, which they may be able to create, to instead go for free labour. And that was backed up in the various surveys that were done where, for example, effectively one in five Jobbridge interns ended up with the job with in the place where they were doing the internship. But about 30% of employers said that if Jobbridge didn't exist, they were either fairly or highly likely to have instead created the job.
Okay. Now, lots of comments on this. I'll bring those to our listeners later. But the final question to you, Paul, is what's your alternative?
Yeah, the alternative is for the state to invest in actual education, which can include, you know, on-the-job training, apprenticeship programs, but where people emerge with a real qualification at the end of it. Not just that they put on their CV that they worked for free for 6 months somewhere, and to invest in actual job creation. I mean, we need a rapid, just transition to a zero carbon economy by 2030. That requires a lot of work in terms of rewetting bogs, afforestation, retrofitting of homes, and all of that, that the state should actually be employing and creating quality green jobs that in turn will add to our economy and our society.
Paul Murphy, People Before Profit, Solidarity TD for Dublin South West. Thank you very much for joining us.